Hurricane Florence is challenging some relief organizations to serve people in different ways. As part of our ongoing coverage of recovery efforts, WFAE's Cole Del Charco reports on what some Charlotte area groups are doing.
Of course, the groups you'd expect would be out in full force to help people devastated by Florence, like the Red Cross, were, but many groups are reaching outside places they normally serve, like the Second Harvest Food Bank of Metrolina in Charlotte. It's been fundraising and packing food to send to places like Wilmington, New Bern, Fayetteville, and Myrtle Beach. By October 3rd, it already sent 700,000 pounds of food. The food bank's Jerry Napier says it's trying to pack 25,000 more boxes.
That's specific items, so that's things that they're actually asking for, along with other donations from, you know, the local area just helping out and supporting.
Just across the street in Northeast Charlotte, the Crisis Assistance Ministry helps people in need of financial assistance with rent, utilities, clothing, and furniture. It also has a free store.
We also have small household goods, so essentials such as plates, glasses.
Leanna Humphrey, the ministry's chief marketing officer, says it's bracing to help people dealing with the second wave of natural disasters, those forced to relocate and rebuild their lives. Humphrey says one family displaced by Florence came through the store last week.
And so they came here to get some essential items, some clothing and toiletries.
She expects more hurricane victims to relocate to Charlotte and need more help. For WFAE News, I'm Cole Del Charco.